May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, today is, of course, the story of the wise men, women, whoever they were, that came to visit Jesus and also visited Herod beforehand. And so I want to talk about that and tell you just about everything that we know about them, and then kind of sum up maybe where it all of this lies for all of us and what we should learn from it or take away from it if we want to. It was about 8,000 B.C. that the great ice started melting all over the world. And at that time, the peninsula of Arabia, over the next few thousand years, just became a virtual paradise. There were lakes, rivers, nothing like it is now, which is almost entirely desert now. But there were beautiful mountains. There were lots of animals, wild animals, lots of game that people could live in. And people started moving in there from all around the different world and parts of the world. And what they did was to start farming. Well, that worked for the next 2,000 or 3,000 years. Then after that, the place started turning into a desert. The animal that was being raised more than any was the camel and the donkeys. And the idea of a caravan and caravan routes, there were basically three routes from Yemen north. And they were going to Egypt, would be the first place that they would go up, take a left turn and come down and go to Egypt. They would go to Jerusalem, which took about 65 days, somewhere between 60 and 65 days. Now, these caravans would go as far north as Damascus and then on to India. So these were humongous migrations. They were more of a migration than just hopping in with a gang for a vacation or something like that. But they were trade routes, and hundreds of thousands of stock and people would go with these, and they had armies that went with them to protect them as well. Well, at about by 100 B.C., there were these group of sun worshipers, astronomers, that were basically mathematicians.